Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The DH, Matt Noakes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ken Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Brumley. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jeff Robinson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting seventh. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Rivera. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bergman strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whitaker hits a line drive towards first. Sasky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed strikes out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman fields it and throws to second for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Nick Sasky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sasky hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Noakes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Noakes moves to second. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Shue hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Rivera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gedman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs is walked intentionally. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Rivera scores. Boggs moves to third. Reed moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brumley strikes out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pettis is 0-for-1 in the game. Pettis strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell strikes out. One out. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sasky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sasky hits a pop-up towards short. Brumley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Noakes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Shaw is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a fly ball into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brumley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Reed moves to second. Paul Gibson now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Reed moves to third. Burks moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sasky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sasky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to home to get Reed. Burks moves to third. Greenwell moves to second. One out. Kevin Romine pinch hits for Danny Heap. Frank Williams now pitching. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Romine hits a fly ball into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burks tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kevin Romine now playing right field. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0 for 2 in the game. Pettis strikes out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bergman moves to third. Two outs. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Noakes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Noakes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bergman scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Noakes moves to second. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 0 for 2 in the game. Shue strikes out. Gettman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Shue out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gettman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gettman moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Burks hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Rob Murphy now pitching. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0 for 2 in the game. Brumley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Williams moves to second. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 3 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Heath scores. Williams moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Gary Ward pinch hits for Dave Bergman. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Ward now playing first base. Mike Henman now pitching. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nick Esaski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Esaski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Esaski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Romine is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Romine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Noakes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Noakes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lynn is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rivera is hit by the pitch. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gettman hits a pop-up towards short. Brumley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reed is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Reed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Shue is 0-for-3 in the game. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Chet Lemon pinch hits for Mike Brumley. Lee Smith now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Heath scores. Williams moves to third. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pettis is 0-for-4 in the game. Pettis hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.